And good morning. Fog has finally lifted here over Lafayette. Nice and quiet here on the campus of UL Lafayette during fall break. I'm Cecil Doyle. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan here on 88.7, streaming worldwide at krvs.org. Wendy Colonna is dropping by for a visit. Our good friend from Lake Charles, who has been an Austin native for many, many years now, has just put out a new album called Nectar. She's working it this month around the state and neighboring states as well. We'll visit Wendy in just a few minutes. We're going to start the program with the Mercy Brothers, who will be playing a couple of times this weekend. They'll be playing Bach Lunch tomorrow, 12 noon in Parc Sans Souci, and then playing at the Blue Moon Saloon also this weekend as well. We'll hear from the Mercy Brothers, as well as a new album by Grace and Tony. They are Grace Schultz and Tony White. Tony is the brother of John Paul White of the Civil Wars. They have a new album as Grace and Tony called November. We'll get to a track from that. But let's start off with the song that's going out nationwide and internationally from Brother Deej from his upcoming release, How to Kill a Horse, Let's Sail the Black Sea.
Have you never been woken? Yet in time set free to walk a mile. The ocean of the dark black sea.
I've gone. day. I get down on my knees and pray. Oh, the weakness has taken the strong. Turn my last breath away from home. Judgment comes without blame. I hear the faint sound of the choir. All of this I hear in Jesus' name. 10,000 angels I hear singing. 10,000 angels all start to say,
time I'm blacking on. I hide my true identity and now it has begun. Across the room I see, she's staring back at me. Her final choice of weapons tells me she'll not play tonight.
Holy hand grenades, it's getting thick. We must think quick, the clock it ticks away. An evil mastermind has taken our whole.
We're all to save the day. Da 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 da. We're all to save the day.
Arriving on the scene, I hear our children scream.
They're hanging from the rooftop. We're about to take the bait. My trusted psychic fires the shots and diverts his eyes away. It's time to make my move and be the hero. Mastermind, he untied those sailor knots, and he landed just north of the margin of freedom. And those cops, they searched that empty warehouse, they turned it upside down, but the only thing they found was the sound of the evil mastermind's voice in the distance singing, I'll be back again someday.
As we fly away, the thought is always,
was a good one. Continuing the barrage of male-female banjo-toting groups, that was the new one by Grayson Tony. Tony White, he's the brother of John Paul White of the Civil Wars and Grace Schultz with their new album November, and that was Holy Hand Grenade. Any Monty Python fans would probably get the reference there. The Mercy Brothers before that with 10,000 Angels, and the Mercy Brothers will be playing all over Lafayette. They're playing twice tomorrow, Friday. They'll be playing Bach Lunch in Parc Sans Souci beginning at 12 noon. And then they'll be playing also at the Blue Moon. And then Sunday, they'll be hitting the stage at Festival Zacarias et Creole. So a big weekend for the Mercy Brothers. Before that, Brother Deej started the program with The Black Sea. That's the opening track to his new one, How to Kill a Horse. And it's 13 minutes past the hour. Looking at the weather, another nice day. The fog is finally cleared. It's only sunny with a high of around 86. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 65. Currently, it's partly cloudy, 71 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me, Wendy Colonna is back. She's running through town, got a few gigs in the area. She's got a brand new album entitled Nectar. Our good friend from Lake Charles, the Austinite for many, many years now, is here with a new album. We're going to be talking about that over the next few minutes. Welcome, Wendy.
Hi, Cecil.
Good to have you back. How you been?
I've been awesome. I've been fantastic. Never been better, actually.
You seem to be putting out a record about every year or two, about every 2 years, I think. Now you've been
ridiculous.
Keeping that schedule, so that's been keeping you busy. I didn't realize you were having something. You were working on something. Of course, I guess you always are, aren't you?
Well, the last record that I made was a surprise record. It was like the unexpected one.
What was the name of that group?
That was the Barefoot in Belgium. That was with the Lazy Bones out of Belgium, and that was sort of an overnight happening more than a thought-out, budgeted, Kickstartered record or whatever. It was sort of a wonderful, surprising happening, which was really cool, and they've come to visit and toured a little bit with me over here.
Yeah, you brought them here in the studio last time when the record was out.
But this is my first full-length Wendy Colonna record since 2010, I guess, so yeah.
So this one's called Nectar, and I assume you recorded this in Austin?
I did. I recorded in Austin with Mark Addison, who's a dear friend, an amazing songwriter, and he's also one of my partners for this big charity holiday event and album that we produce every year that benefits the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. So we're old friends, and we've been meaning to make a record together for a long time, and this was like the perfect opportunity for us, and so it's so good, and I'm so happy about it.
Yes, you really are. You were saying that earlier, that it was hard to choose which tracks we should play, because you were excited just about every track.
I am. I'm so in love with it. Like, I don't know if I've ever been so in love with a record of my own as I am with this one. It's just so wonderful and sweet and beautiful, and it comes from a different place for me. So it makes me feel like it's also kind of, I don't know, special.
Well, I notice also the subject matter of some of the songs. You seem to touch on basically your life and places you've been. I'm seeing mentions, lots of mentions of places in Texas and here back here in
places
Louisiana as
here.
Well.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
It's pretty much a life story record. It's sounding.
Yeah, it's a record that it really sort of the theme is really about being human and being both uncomfortable and okay with it. You know,
that's a very concise way to put it. That describes life, I think, for a lot of us.
Yeah, but I mean, so many of the things in our world are set up to where we're never supposed to feel comfortable about being human and being imperfect. And I think one of my intentions, and one of the reasons, one of the places this record comes from, is getting really sick on the road. And you know, whenever you're supposed to be this rock star and glamorous and whatnot, and then you're just like. Like I, the road just wore me down a few years ago, and just wore me to nothing, and I had to just get off the road and like regroup and figure out what I was doing with my life. And so a lot of this record is just like sort of what emerged from that, you know, that sort of time period of taking a few steps back and figuring out what's really important.
Well, it's a great record. You've got 11 tracks on it, and we're gonna play a couple from it. But if you've got your guitar, you've brought some instruments in, so we think we can possibly throw in some live renditions of tunes from the album. What are you gonna treat us with first?
I think I'm gonna start with a ballad, which scary, but it's still morning, right?
Yeah, and it's time for that. We had some upbeat music.
Yeah, there was a bunch. I was like, oh, I'm good. We'll play one of my upbeat songs from the record, but I want to play y'all this ballad because it's really. It's called Bring Me Water. When I die, bury me in my madness. Swaddle me and my secrets in a blanket of truth. When I die, please forgive me my weakness. Sing to me of the sweetness of the red autumn moon. But before I'm buried by and by, and while the love is still alive, bring me water. All alone. let the sun shine and sadness grow the things my eyes cannot see.
Wendy Colonna, sounding good on this Thursday morning here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Bring Me Water from her brand new album, Nectar. Great, great tune. Wow. What's it feel like to just wake up in the morning and start singing like that?
Well, I feel a lot of gratitude that my body is still in compliance with all the touring and all the craziness that I have asked it to participate in over the last few months. I was on the road for 3 months this summer, solid, and then back for just a few days and out again, in and out of town. It's my body is being super kind. I'm very grateful.
Well, yeah, and you're driving that. I mean, I was just with you outside. You're driving that big truck around, you know, yourself, man. Just that alone is working itself without having to, you know, everything else that you have to keep up physically to continue performing. So the new album, Nectar, is out. As you said, it's sort of a soft release now. You're hoping for a bigger one a little bit later, you know, in upcoming weeks. But you're definitely running around working at this this month and over the next few weeks. How does that work for you? I mean, every songwriter is different. You've got, you know, you have 11 new songs. Do those come to you in a spurt, or do you sort of, or those just left over from years by and you just kind of pick and choose? How often do songs pop out of Wendy Colonna?
Well, back when I was living in Natchitoches, I couldn't stop them from flowing out, but I was, you know.
And when did you live in Natchitoches?
When I was in college. That's when I started playing. And that was cool. You know, I was just writing.
Now, was there a music scene, a big music scene happening in
Natchitoches? Yeah, because I'll say Natchitoches. There was one band called Voodoo Grove, and then there was me and Hannah.
Right, because I never hear about anything coming out of Natchitoches much. So, yeah, I didn't realize you and Hannah both come from that old
school. Yeah, we had a duo. We played together all the time, and then we ended up parting ways and making separate records. But we were young, 18, 19 years old, whenever all that started happening.
Right.
Craziness.
That was when I first met you. Wow.
I know. It's been a while. I
realize we've been knowing each other for a while now. Yeah. So yeah.
But
so
yeah, I write songs like some of these songs like Mother Forgive Us and Texas Summer Love. I'm just looking at the CD. Those were waiting for an opportunity to find a good home on an album. And since the last full-length record I made had more of like a sort of upbeat New Orleans groove sort of vibe to it. Mm-hmm. Those two tunes just didn't really fit in the mix. And Mark Addison and I were kidding around. I was like, Mark, I mean, I just want to write this dark record. I want to make this dark record. I got these beautiful melancholy songs, and they need a home. And he's like, oh, let's do it. I want to do it with you. Let's make this record happen. So we started dialoguing, and this was supposed to be a really dark record. And it is dark. There's a lot, like that song that I just played, it's got a sweetness to it, but it's darker, you know. Uh-huh. It talks about a little bit heavier stuff than some of the other records I put out. And, I mean, this record, those couple songs, and then I spent the month of January this month very disciplined. I set aside about 3 days a week to do nothing but write. And I would just write and write and write. And then Mark and I would meet a few weeks later, and we'd go, oh, this one's good, this one's bad, this one needs work, you know. Mm-hmm. So then it was really fun, actually, to sort of create it with him as sort of an editor and a sounding board, which is something I hadn't done for another record before. And one of the beautiful things with this particular album is that he had a couple songs that fit really perfectly with the mix. So one of them he had written a long time ago and I was a huge fan of, and the other one about three quarters of the way through making this record, he wrote me one night and said, I wrote this song for you, and I'm in love with it. And I just wept when I heard his demo. I was like, I can't wait to record this and get, you know, give it life. It was such a beautiful gift. And a couple of the tunes I would bring and I'd say, okay, let's edit this together. And there's such a huge amount of trust and rapport that we had as partners that I just had so much joy in, like, doing some co-writes and saying, I want you to help me do the music for the bridge for this song. I have all the verses and I have the words for the bridge, but let's take it somewhere I wouldn't necessarily do on my own, you know. Mm-hmm. It was such a beautiful process, and it was just great. So thanks for asking.
Yeah, and it looks like you've got a lot of people working on this record. You got a nice array of artists helping you out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Well, let's listen to something from the record. We'll let's spin the opening track. Tell us about what we're going to hear. We played this before on the caravan, but I didn't get the scoop on the story behind the song.
This song is funny to me. This song is whenever I was about 27 years old, I learned how to use a hairdryer for the first time. And
wait, what?
Yeah, basically, I skipped being a girl. I went basically as you can tell, I'm really, really working the hairdryer. I'm all wild and au naturel these days, but there was a period during which I had the pressure on to become like, you know, a more refined looking, rock star looking chick for media. And I was like, oh gosh, nobody ever taught me how to like, you know,
curlers.
Do the stylist thing. I just kind of always been like sort of like eclectic nouveau hippie chick, and I panicked. I was like, oh my gosh, I was a tomboy and now I'm a woman. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And then I thought, man, I had so much fun being a tomboy. I don't think I missed very much. So I wrote this song. I started writing this song called Dirty Things back then, and it was sort of like, oh gosh, you know, I missed out on all the fun. And then it was like, oh, but man, all the proper things of being a girl, but man, what fun I had growing up down in Lake Charles, hanging out with a bunch of punk rock kids, going swimming at night and just doing really fun stuff that I don't think I would have done if I would have been a proper lady.
Well, let's hear it. This is Dirty Things. This is the opening track to Nectar, the new one by Wendy Colonna.
Seem to shake them dirty things. Why can't I be a champagne girl with wings? Alcohol and a cigarette, beer, feet and tar stains on my dress. I can't seem to shake them dirty. Clean, but I would rather trade on my
Dirty Things, Wendy Colonna here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Yeah, we were laughing about that line about Calcasieu.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes. No, only people from around here get like, oh, you went swimming in that water. Ooh. I like that. You know, that's just for all my people around here.
We're talking with Wendy Colonna, the Lake Charles native. Are you a native?
Well, I'm a native. I was born in Lake Charles Memorial Hospital.
Okay, I didn't know if you were born there. I know that's where you were for a good majority of your life.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't realize you were born there. So anyway, the Lake Charles native is back with a new album. It's entitled Nectar, and she's working it right here all over and here on the caravan this morning. You're also coming up. Swinging through town, you have a few gigs, but you got a special event coming up this Sunday over in Lake Charles. You want to tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Absolutely. So the Southwest Louisiana Literacy Council is having a benefit called Musicale, or Musicale, I don't know. No, they don't have a little accent on the E, so it's just Musicale.
Uh-huh.
And it will be me and Marsha Ball. And this will be our first time to ever play together. We're going to do a real fun set where I'll do some songs, then Marsha and I'll do some songs, then Marsha will do some songs, and I do some songs with Marsha. So it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. We worked on it a few times over the last couple months, and we're just, it's going to be so fun and so special. It's at Central School, and I think you can go to the Literacy Council's website to find out more about getting tickets or getting a table or reservations.
Wow. That's how long have y'all done anything like this before?
No, never. This is the first time, but I don't think it'll be the last. We're having a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, we've been friends a long time. We're both in Austin. We're both from around here. We have a lot of the same friends from around. You know, so it's kind of funny that we've never done anything together just because we, you know, we hang around a lot of the same people and we see each other all the time, but it's going to be fun.
Well, that sounds like a great event. So, yeah, keep your ears open and get ready to pounce on that, Lake Charles. That's happening this Sunday. You've got your ukulele in hand.
Ukulele.
What are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to do a song called The Water's Fine off of the record. I just figured since I brought the ukulele, I should play it. This is because I'm going to play only water songs.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got water music today.
Well, this one is sweet. It's kind of like a love song. It was supposed to originally be a love song for my favorite swimming hole, Barton Springs, but songs generally these days in my life, they just take on their own lives, so I just get out of the way and let them happen. So I hope you enjoy it. Forgotten all of the flowers, clover and honey of our finest hours. Your heart has wandered through the wilderness so long. You don't recognize your own sweet song. Close your eyes, I'll take it nice and slow. Remind you of the world we used to know, when life was just a mystery. We hope someday we'd find. Come on in, the water's fine. Tiny serenade, one voice turns to many in a symphony refrain. You have broken all your vows time and time again. Letters left unwritten in the wind. Close. Take it nice and slow. Remind you of the world. hoped someday we'd find. Come on in, the water's fine. Can you remember the moonlight on our skin? Yours was the first kiss that ever drew me in. It's cold beneath the surface, but the air is warm tonight. Come on in, the water's fine. Take it nice and slow. Remind you of the world we used to know, when life was just a mystery. We hope someday we'd find. Come on in, the water's fine. Come.
Wendy Colonna, The Water's Fine, from her new album, Nectar, performed live right here in Cypress Lake Studios on KRVS. Great song, Wendy.
Thank you.
You've got a few gigs. I'm looking at it looks like you're playing in Natchitoches this Saturday.
Yeah.
You're playing Natchitoches at Southwestern State University. And then, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Central School Theater, the Literacy Council of Southwest Louisiana with Marcia Ball. Then you're going to be returning to the area for a couple of gigs later this month. You'll be at Luna Music Bar in Lake Charles on Friday, October 25th.
That's right.
And the next night right here in Lafayette at the Blue Moon Saloon.
That's right. I'm teaming up with this band out of New Orleans. We're going to co-bill some album release stuff. So we'll do Chickiwawa over there on Thursday, and then Friday in Lake Charles, and Saturday here. Finish it out right over here at the Blue Moon.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Wendy, the record's great. You know, you can count. You're going to be hearing it right here on KRVS over the next months and years, I'm sure.
Awesome.
As all your other records. So
there's so many good tunes on it. I'm real proud of it.
Well, we're going to go out on one entitled Shelter and Be Kind. I think we have played this a couple of weeks ago. So, Wendy, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks
and we're
for
looking
having
forward
me,
to
Cecil.
See you around some more.
That's right.
I am a great-granddaughter of the Mermental. My granny was three-quarters French, a quarter Choctaw. I wish I had her gardens and the way she sang prayers. Instead, I got these brown eyes and a little tatted lace. She said, try to remember that the sun don't always shine. But when love comes, surrender, give it shelter and be kind. Soldier, drove a tank in World War II. He lost all of his teeth to General Patton's shiny boots. I finally come to understand the trouble in his soul. While the stories that he tells us are the ones that make him whole. So I try to remember that the sun don't always. Shelter and be kind.
'Cause baby, you're the best thing that's ever come to me. Your eyes are like a daddy's, but your smile is like the sky, a wonder to behold when the clouds are passing by. So just try to remember that the sun don't always shine, but when love comes, surrender, give it shelter. And be
Wendy Colonna here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, a track called Shelter and Be Kind. It's just about 46 minutes past the hour. A playlist for many of the shows you hear on KRVS can be found on our website. Just go to krvs.org. While there, we have archived podcasts of all of the locally produced shows that you listen to day after day and week after week. If you miss one or just want to hear one again, they're available anytime at krvs.org, as well as a safe and easy way to pledge your support to public radio. And another couple of weeks, we'll be into our fall fundraiser, KRVS celebrating 50 years on the air. So we appreciate all the support and hope you will continue supporting us over the next many years. Hopefully we'll be here another 50 years. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Looking at that busy concert calendar, the Medicine Ball calendar, starts off with Bonsoir Catin, along with the Shoe Pick Rollers, I think. Is that what I'm reading? That's this evening at Artmosphere. Bonsoir Catin back on the scene. Ray Abshire and friends play the Blue Moon Saloon this evening. It's Al Berard and friends at the Blue Dog Cafe. Shimmer plays Bob's Pub. It's Kelly Keeling's Piano Night at Backstage Bar and Grill. The Zach Ria Group plays Bisbano Cellar Door. And David Egan will be at Charlie G's tonight. Bach Lunch and the unofficial kickoff of Festivals Acadien Creole, I guess. The Mercy Brothers perform in Parc Sans Souci beginning at 12 noon tomorrow. And of course, Festivals Acadien et Creole starting in Girard Park on Friday evening. Later in the evening, Mercy Brothers and the Lost Bayou Ramblers play the Blue Moon Saloon, a funk band named Machete and Trailer Hounds at Artmosphere. It's Mushroom Head, One Eyed Doll, and Tribe Habibi Bazaar at the station live. Festivals Acadien Creole resumes on Saturday all day, KRVS broadcasting the festival beginning at 12 noon. Pineleaf Boys and Fofolet play the Blue Moon Saloon after festival on Saturday night. It's Ear Funk at Artmosphere. Charles Mann will be at Pat's Fisherman's Wharf in Henderson. Gozer, Dry Socket, and The Observer will be at the station live. And the Berard Family Band perform the Blue Dog on Saturday night. On Sunday, more Festivals Acadien et Creole in Girard Park. Caleb Elliott will play brunch at the Blue Dog on Sunday. After the festival's over, it's Horace Traha at the Blue Moon Saloon, and Little Band of Gold play Artmosphere. And as Wendy Colonna mentioned earlier, Marsha Ball and Wendy Colonna playing Central School Theater at 5 o'clock over in Lake Charles. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Lee Kleinpeter with some old gold. And at 1 o'clock, Joanna Devine with the Avalon Variety Hour. By Anders Osborne. This is the title track to Peace. recorded at Dockside Studios. Title track to Anders Osborne's latest album, Peace. Don't forget to join KRVS this weekend, Festival Zacania et Creole. We begin broadcasting on Saturday at 12 noon, till the last note. We'll do the same thing on Sunday. As the world ends with Jimi Hendrix's Experience, the Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We'll join you in support of the station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great weekend. Come on back on Monday. We'll do it again.